when he said, we're going to go out in the wilderness and worship. And so when it happened, Pharaoh asked him, said, how far do you need to go? He said, we've got to go 3 days out into the wilderness to worship. Hey, it's interesting. You won't be able to worship if it wasn't for what happened 3 days in. Amen. But glad because he lives, because in that third glorious day he rose, we can worship. But then he said, who are you going to take with you? Moses said, I tell you who we're going to take. We're going to take the young and the old, the men and the women, the boys and the girls. We're going to take them all. We just sang a little bit about how sweet to hold that newborn baby. We've got one that's been born in the church this week. Got to some others that's on the way. Pine Ridge over at their church just had one or two that's been born. See little old babies all over the house this morning. Some of you in the choir holding these little babies, these boys and girls. There's hope for them because Jesus lives. But hey, he said we're going to take our young and we're going to take our old. Hey, it's not just for the children, but for the ancient and for everybody in between. There's nobody that the Lord can't help, save, take care of, watch after. But hey, from beginning to end, he's got a handle on it for us. Because Jesus lives, we can live also. Preacher, I'm too old. Preacher, I'm too young. I've got them too busy. It's always one of the three. The old folks are too old, the young folks too young, and everybody in between's too busy. But I'm glad God's a big God. And he can take care of it all. Hey, thank God. Hey, we talked about how that he can take care of those in that second verse, that newborn baby. But then when we sang this last, it says, then one day I'll cross that river and I'll find life's final war with pain. Brother Dixon, Brother Willis preached last year in the meeting about the last enemy that man will ever fight is death. But I